come on, we finna eat this chicken up for real.
What do
the
you
right
do with
way.
That after?
You just let it sit there, don't worry about it.
And then you like pour
it's
it.
It's gonna get cold, and then you pour it, you're supposed to pour it in the bag, and then pour it out. That's how you're not supposed to pour it down the sink.
Do you secretly
But this
pour
ain't
it?
Your sink, so it's you can not. Pour it in there. Not hot though, just let it cool off.
Okay.
You wanna try a little hot sauce on it? Even though it's not the right hot sauce?
If you think that's a good idea.
Yeah. You like hot, spicy stuff?
Uh-huh. Oh my God, that's a lot. I've never seen so much. Okay.
Bobby, eat that chicken. Don't be scared.
Okay.
Bird, come try one of these wings, for real.
You should come try one. Don't deny her.
Come try these wings.
Both of you guys.
Y'all too.
Go ahead. Come try the wings.
Mm-hmm.
Don't deny her.
Mm-hmm. They are the same.
Now they're all the same.
Oh, yeah. The fresh one. Tell me what y'all think about that.
1 out of 10.
1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. It's too hot. It's too hot.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Very flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
I have
what y'all think about it? It's good.
They thumbs up, but you can't see that. They're trying to hide their faces because like they know their wives are gonna see it. Your sister said she wanted a drink and then she didn't get one.
Baby.
Of course, come over here.
That's how you do it. Put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you and your sister fight? Oh my God, that was really. Do you guys fight?
Mm-mm.
Ever?
We don't fight, huh? We won't be fighting.
You guys don't fight? I want a refund on my sister.
Y'all be fighting?
Yeah.
Like fist fighting?
No.
Oh.
Then is that what you thought fight. I meant?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. Do you guys like what argue?
What is
yeah.
the mean one, so?
Yeah, she real mean.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that from you.
She the real mean sister. So we got a mean sister, a slow sister.
She didn't make it here in time?
What is Ashley like? She likes overly like spiritual, like greens, zen, okay. like crystals. Then you got me. What am I?
Wow.
That's me.
You're not
I'm
gonna
the
cook.
Wild sister.
I she not wild, right? Bobby, you wild?
No.
What you be doing wild? Like, you don't be twerking, you don't do nothing in the club, you be chilling, like, you listen to that, whatever that music is your sister was listening to. You, that's nothing wild about that. You cool with your baby daddy. You got it. Y'all just broke up. Your ex-husband, y'all ain't even into it. Y'all got to get into it a little bit. You need to call him and be like, you got me fucked up. Just call him real quick. Like, for real, you got me fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Up.
He would just be like, what
are you talking
about?
Let him know, Bobby. Don't play with me.
No, we're friends.
You
got to
have a little toxicity
we're friends. I hugged him this morning when he dropped off the kids.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. You don't hug your baby daddy?
Hell no. Nah. He better not touch me, girl.
Really? Uh-uh. I love him still.
He cool, though. Like, me and my baby daddy, we cool.
Yeah.
We cool. But we was into it for, like, a long time.
Mm.
It took so long for us to get to this place.
Yeah, I feel like we've always been kind of, we're good.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never, like, bitch, don't call my phone.
No, we're like, I could call him right now and ask for a favor and he would do it, maybe. Like, he would, like, be nice about it.
For real?
Yeah, he's busy, though. He's in school and he works, so, like.
So how he feel about your, like, new career and all that, you know, you all around the world, you in the industry now and all that, like doing that.
He's really supportive of it. He like helped me yesterday, like with my website, cause I'm dropping merch. He like had the
volume. Did you bring me some?
I don't have any yet. I'll give you some, but it's not gonna be a good shirt for you. It's a good shirt for like someone like me.
What the fuck that mean, Bobby?
It says, I don't fit in here.
Exactly.
You fit in everywhere. Oh, that's true. Like literally here, but you fit in everywhere else you are. You fit in here.
I like that for you. I don't fit in here.
Yeah.
That fits your brand.
It fits me. Like that's how I feel anytime I walk into a room.
Yeah. Like you don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
But you be in the spot. So it's like,
I want
y'all.
I want to fit in. But I know.
Why you want to fit in? You gotta stand out.
I do stand out, but like in
you don't stand
a
out
horrible
you
way.
Don't fit in.
I stand out for not fitting in.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know. I'm accepting it. It's just who I am. I genuinely wish that I could walk into a club and just like fit in. Like, and like it like comes so naturally for everyone, but for me, I'm just like,
I'm glad you guys are surrounded by a bunch of black people. Of course you're not gonna fit in immediately. You gotta get after this, after you go cook some chicken for them, they're gonna be like, that bitch probably invited to all the cookouts. I'm telling you, cook this chicken right here, they're gonna be like, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You eating tofu and all that? Yeah. Of course. You got to, you know, move and groove your way in that thing. Mm-hmm. You got to cook this for your kids.
I'm going to cook this.
You every like day. It. That's going to like your third wing.
Mm-hmm. It's good. You did that so easily.
Yeah, you just razzle dazzle. Okay, so let's do step by step. What do we do?
Okay. We take the chicken, we touch it, we put it into a glass bowl, and then we rinse it. Mm-hmm. We should have used. Write this down if you guys are watching and you don't know how to cook either.
Right.
Okay. You take the chicken. You should rinse it with lemon and vinegar, but we didn't have that.
So you rinse it with cold water. So you rinse it
with water, cold water.
Right.
And then you take it and you put it back into the bowl. And now you add a bunch of seasoning. Just screenshot the seasonings here because never heard of any of these before. I've heard of garlic salt and mustard. But that's not even the right mustard, so it would taste better. But
it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's organic. It's aside.
What would you have preferred?
What's the called? What's the regular mustard called? French something.
Okay.
Just mustard. They know. Okay. Yellow mustard.
I feel like that's yellow mustard.
Yeah. What's that organic?
What's wrong? The taste is.
You're making fried chicken.
Okay, you're right. Nothing healthy about this. Yeah. No, you're right. What is the last one there?
Sazon.
No, this. Oh, sorry. I said last one.
Oh, that's paprika.
Oh.
That's not what we're supposed to use. Oh, is it? Paprika, right? Yeah, okay. Okay, all right, all right.
Okay. So you put all of those onto it.
Right.
And then you mix it with your hands and you keep pushing past when it feels disgusting. You just like have to keep going. And then you add egg, just one egg. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends, I guess, how many if you're making the amount that we made. You add an egg and you just mix it.
Right.
And it's okay. You just wash your hands after. Mm-hmm. And then you grab a trash bag and you put flour in it.
And cornstarch.
And cornstarch. How much cornstarch? I didn't see that.
Just
we didn't use the buttermilk.
We did not. You're supposed to add that buttermilk. Just a little bit anyway. It ain't no big difference.
Okay. So buttermilk optional.
Right.
Okay. When would you add that if you were going to?
You add it in the mix with the eggs and all that.
Oh.
Okay. And then that's really like too, if you leaving it sitting, you could let your chicken marinate, put it in the refrigerator, let it sit. Mm-hmm. That's really when I do the buttermilk, but we was cooking these instantly anyway. So it's not a too much of a deal breaker.
Okay.
It's mostly if you letting them marinate.
Oh.
Okay.
Would it taste better if you let it marinate?
Hell yeah.
Oh, next time flavors we'll do in that.
Okay. Okay, boom.
So then you take not this pot because she hates this, get a cast iron one.
Exactly. So that could deep fry.
I just feel like that was deep.
Bobby ain't nothing deep about that pan.
What do you mean? It's like 2 inches.
Keep going, Bobby, for real. Okay. Keep going.
Okay, then you put canola oil in a pan and you leave it there for like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Let it get hot.
Let it get real hot. Mm-hmm. And then you take the chicken, you put it in the flour trash bag.
With the
cornstarch, and you add seasoning. You always hella add seasoning. Hella seasoning is the term.
Yeah.
What is hella seasoning like?
Hella, like a lot. Like, go hard. Okay. It ain't seasoning.
If you ain't sneezing.
It ain't seasoning.
It ain't seasoning.
You just say the second part. Okay, right. Sorry. Okay. It ain't seasoning.
If you ain't sneezing.
Yes, girl. Okay.
And then you take the chicken, you mix it in the trash bag, like she's doing right there. That's the exact motion you should do, probably, right? Okay, you do that, take chicken, put it into your oil, and then how long do you wait to flip it? Once it gets brown?
Yeah, like 4 minutes each side, something like that. It should be at about 350 degrees, but we don't have a
she just checks that with her hands somehow.
Yeah, you just put it on top, see if it's hot.
And you were like, that's 350.
Yep. You just got to feel for it. You know, when you feel that heat hitting your hand, like from right here. Yeah, that's nice. Y'all could get y'all a, what's it called, thermometer. Yeah, 350.
I think they're going to need two. We probably are going to give ourselves like salmonella or something if we just...
Y'all don't know. I'm telling you, when it get... Look at this.
I'll get
this
better at this. Chicken wing. You did this perfect.
You fuck with this, huh?
Yeah, this is so good. I would order this from a restaurant.
So you going to do this when you get home?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Well, not today because I feel like that's a lot of chicken wings to have in a day.
Nah, it's never too many chicken wings.
Thankfully... Oh, really?
I sent you all the ingredients, so you know what to do.
Oh, and I have them.
You do, because you're going to take this home.
Yeah, but then, yeah, you just leave it in there, you take it out, and you eat it.
Exactly. Give it up for Bobby, y'all.
Thank you. With her fried chicken. What do you eat this with normally?
Oh, you can make it with a lot of things. So, like, we from Chicago, so I eat, like, chicken, fried chicken or fried fish with spaghetti.
With fried fish?
Or, a lot of, like, one of the two.
Oh, okay.
Or you could do, like, fried chicken, greens, macaroni, sweet potatoes, cornbread. Collard greens.
Oh.
You don't eat collard greens. Mm-mm. We're going to make some collard greens.
When you say greens, I imagine, like, kale. No. It's not
I
the
know
same.
You fucking lying. Bobby, for real.
I wish I was.
Kale?
When you say greens, yeah, eat your greens. Eat kale and spinach.
You have me so fucked up. Kale and spinach is what, when somebody be like some soul food, like, we're going to eat some greens, you'd be like, kale.
Well, in my head, would I picture kale and spinach? Yes. Like sautéed with garlic and salt.
And salt. Garlic and salt. That's it?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hard time with you.
Okay, garlic well, now I know salt. you mean collard
greens. It's your sister, too, with that damn lemon and that butter. That's some nasty-ass shit, for real. And that's why black people always be like, white people, they don't know how to season their food.
Mm-hmm. I put seasoning on mine.
And then you eat tofu at home with like flatbread and all that. Bobby, for real. Mm-hmm. You like that chicken. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you do. It's like your tofu. Fourth wing.
Mm-hmm.
For real, Bobby. You got to get out there
I've just been
field.
Eating tofu, so now I'm enjoying my food. You I wonder if you could fry tofu in the same way.
You're not frying no damn tofu. For real. No.
Can someone try that for me?
That's some nasty
that
shit.
That sounds good. I'm going to make that for you. Come over to my house and I'll make you fried tofu.
I'll probably throw up.
That's
swear
not
to God.
Fair. Throw up? That's really dramatic.
Because it's like, ain't it like squishy?
No. Chicken's squishy.
Hell no. That chicken is crunchy.
No, the inside.
I seen somebody cutting up some tofu. Mm-hmm. It was like a block. It looked like cheese.
No.
Huh.
It is a block.
Exactly. It's a fucking block, a white block, and they just cut it, and then they cut it in squares. That looks like, that's some nasty shit. What is that? What is tofu?
I told you, it's soybeans and edamame. It's edamame. I think. Am I right? Someone.
Bobby, that's nasty as
hell.
They're
looking at me like I'm crazy, but I think that's right. It's not nasty.
Because they wife fried chicken for them at home.
They don't like my soybean tofu? Yeah, that's rude.
This right here?
No, this is better.
This is going to take you where you need to be.
Where do I need to be?
I don't know. But we're going to get you there. I could see you, like, really, like, at home frying chicken.
I can see myself doing that, too. No one's ever taught me how to cook.
Never.
No, who?
You got to come on dinner with the Don. How people leak your kid's name?
You, I guess, like, in a sealed document, you have to list your, like, children. Mm-hmm. So he put our kids' names in it and everything. Oh. It's sealed, but someone from the court must have leaked it to TMZ. So when he filed, it was, like, set our children's full names. Even though I've never posted them online. No. And my team tried to, like, get them to take it down, but it was too late. Everybody was already, like, talking about it. Because my whole thing about not sharing their names was, like, I wanted them to, like, create their own Google search one day. Like, you know? Like, it's like, I don't want to create that for you. And now I'm pissed off because, like, you can search their names now.
Damn.
And you'll read about
still call them. What was it? Concrete and what?
And Richard.
Concrete and Richard. We still gonna fuck with Concrete
what
and Richard.
What is your son? Do you call him anything online?
I call him his motherfucking name.
Okay.
Yeah. Your son. His name is your son, Santana Wright, but I call him Papa.
Okay. But Papa's not his name.
Right.
So you don't call
but
him
But your son. But they always make fun of his name because it's like, your son. Your son is his name.
Who makes fun of him?
Just people on the internet.
Oh.
You ain't never seen my son on the internet? They be saying he like a little messy ass kid and shit. All right, tell him up.
Oh, I would not
They tell him up. Mm-hmm.
If you guys are watching this and you're someone who leaves mean comments, stop.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
You don't tell them to stop. Fuck you. Keep doing it, bitch, but fuck you.
Keep doing it because...
Fuck you, though.
But it's a little, like, just...
No, I hate them.
Can't talk about my kids either online, so that's fine. That's where I draw the line. You can say whatever you want about
me. And that's where my arguments come in at.
Oh.
Don't say that about my son.
Marco didn't tell me that.
No, I be saying other shit too.
Oh.
Yeah. I just cursed the hoe out this morning.
Why?
Because bitches be trying me. They talking about, I wouldn't want my wife twerking and all that. Hey, let me tell you something, bitch. So I'm doing that with my man, and even if I'm not, who the fuck cares?
She's only been with barely any people.
Cause my girl Bobby wild.
I'm not any more wild than her.
My girl Bobby. You gonna get remarried?
Hopefully. Why you wanna be married? You don't wanna be married ever?
It's just too much paper. I just feel like, why we gotta sign this paper?
Will you have a party?
To confess our love to each other.
Yeah, but we have like a party.
I wanna have a wedding.
Yes.
I just don't wanna sign.
No, I think that's smart.
Cause shit be going on, and it's just like, God forbid, like I want us to just.
Well, now I can tell you as someone who's had to get divorced.
See what I'm
it's
saying?
It's a lot of work.
I ain't got time for that, Bobby.
It's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. No, but I have a wedding. Because I've always dreamt of having a wedding. I've never had one.
You didn't have a wedding?
No. We got married in the courthouse because I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. You see what I'm saying? I ain't doing all that. Y'all want to go do that one happy family picket fence and all that.
We tried.
Mm-mm.
Didn't work out. Now we're not a happy family with a picket fence. We're
but y'all happy still have two.
Yeah.
Right.
With two houses.
That's cool, too.
Yeah. No, it's fine. It worked
Come
out.
Get the kids. I'm going outside.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Me and Mark are going on tour together.
So where are we going?
I don't know.
A bunch of places?
Yeah.
When y'all start?
On May something.
What y'all doing? Like stand up?
Yeah.
Or y'all going to interview each other? Oh, stand up?
It's a versus. It's Marco against me.
For real?
Yeah.
You scared?
Yeah.
You look fucking scared.
I'm scared.
He going to fuck you up.
He is. I got so bad. So bad. I'll bring you.
I got your back.
I'll bring you out.
Marco's scared of me. He know I don't play that shit.
He's not scared of me. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. I know he's not scared of me.
No, he could absolutely. Yeah.
He going to fuck you up.
He's going to. But it's going to be fun.
But I'm going to be standing behind you like this.
Okay. Yeah.
And what?
And then I'm just going to.
I'm gonna be like, Marco, too much on my girl. And then what you going to say?
What she said.
No, you got to be like, yeah, motherfucker. All right, and we're going to start over.
Okay.
Not too much on my girl.
Yeah, motherfucker.
No.
Okay, what do I
First
have?
Of all, untuck your hands.
Yeah,
we gotta
I don't know
stop
why
that.
I do that. I do need to stop
you
that.
You a bad bitch. Stand in confidence, okay? Like this. Okay. Put your hands like. Not too much on my girl.
You just crossed your arms.
Yeah, because I got a little umph to man. You like this.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker. You got to be like.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So do this move real quick.
Okay.
Slap like. And mean it, Bobby, like.
I mean it.
Do your shoulders like. There you go, right there. Okay, come on, let's do it.
Okay.
Not too much on my girl.
Yeah, motherfucker.
No. Bobby, no, for real. We got to get this right before we leave, okay. For real. You got to be like, yeah, motherfucker. Not motherfucker.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Okay.
Say motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
There you go. Okay. Not too much on my girl.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yes, girl. You going to fuck him up. We're going to fuck him up.
He doesn't love his arrival.
He can't see you.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
You don't believe it.
No. Yeah. Oh, no, I believe it.
You do?
That Marco's.
Yeah, motherfucker.
That you're going to fuck him up for me. Yeah, I believe that. I don't believe that I'm
going to
intimidate him very much, but I'll try.
Yeah, I got you.
Thank you.
I got you.
You guys, her name is Ari. She makes great food, and she taught me how to make food. And she's going to keep teaching me because I feel like I can't make the same dish every day.
And we're going to make greens.
Yeah, exactly.
No kale.
Not kale. We're going to make collard greens.
Collard greens.
Is that like an actual vegetable name?
Yes.
It's collard greens.
You can Google that, baby.
We're going to make collard greens next time. She's going to help me make like a full course meal. Yeah. She's great. Also, you have makeup.
I got makeup.
Go ahead. Just
Remedy
talk about
by
yourself
Ari.
Real quick.
I just dropped a new lip oil. Chef's Kiss. It's so amazing. And I have my new spinoff TV show coming very soon. Remedy Swim as well. I'm going to smile my girl Bobby everything.
Oh my God.
So make sure that y'all check her out because she's going to have all the new shit on. Huh?
I will.
Period.
Does it look like it's my style?
Bobby, we're going to
change my style. Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
All this one right here, when you doing all that one?
No. None of this. Okay.
You got to stand in confidence. Like, you got to know you're a bad bitch.
So everyone was making fun of my posture in my video.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. You've just.
Not like this, Bobby. Okay. Not like this or like this.
Okay.
Like this. Like, let your arms hang.
Oh, God, I don't do that ever.
Handstand to the side. Stick it out a little bit. Yes. Okay. They can't fuck with you. Let them hoes know, bitch, what's up?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, girl.
I can't call them hoes. They're going to kill
me. That girl, Bobby, out here doing it in the field. Let them know you in the field.
Okay.
I'm in the field. She in the field. Okay. We're going to get you there.
We'll try. Thank you so much for coming today and for helping me learn how to cook, because actually I think my kids will like me more now.
Yeah.
And they should. They should know. I always hated that I didn't know how to cook. And you didn't even use a recipe.
No, this is off the
dome. That was really cool that you didn't even pull out a recipe or measurements or anything. We even brought that for you. You didn't even use that.
Bobby, you don't need that.
It's all with the heart. And if it ain't.
You gotta cook with the heart. And if it ain't seasoning, if you ain't sneezing.
And it ain't seasoning.
Period.
That's how we're gonna end it. So thank you guys so much for watching. Bye.